started, I'd like to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission's Project Approval Program Oversight Committee meeting of June 8, 2023. Please be aware of background noise. Make sure that you mute your device, but do not put your phone on hold. Please wait to speak until you're offered opportunities, and please state your name each time you speak. And commissioners, please state your name when making and seconding motion. Let's go ahead and do a roll call to determine whether we have a quorum. Commissioner Hershberger?
Present.
Commissioner Compton?
Here.
Commissioner Tolbert?
Here.
Commissioner Swope? And Commissioner Wilcox. All right, well, we have 3 of 5, so that is a quorum, so we're good to conduct business. We have Tom Campbell, Melissa Campos, Sabrina Evans, Mo Madani, and Justin Vogel representing our DPR staff today. And I'm Jeff Blair, the facilitator for the Building Commission. Rod, I'm going to turn it over to you to go ahead and do the agenda and minutes.
Thanks, Jeff. Commissioner Compton, Commissioner Tolbert, we're going to need you guys to do some heavy lifting today. Are there any changes to the posted agenda? If not, is there a motion to approve the agenda as posted?
Compton, move to approve.
Second, Tolbert.
Thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Are there any revisions or additions to the posted meeting minutes and the facilitator summer report for the March 30th, 2023 meeting? And if not, is there a motion to approve the minutes and report as posted?
Tom can move to approve. I was going to give Tim a
second.
Thanks. Any discussion? Hearing none again, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Again, motion passes unanimously. Next, we move on to the conditional approvals from the April 11th, 2023 commission meeting. And there's no action on this, but all the conditions from the April 11th, 2023 commission meeting have been met. Next is the product approval and entity statistics report. Melissa, if you could please report the statistics. Thank you.
Sure. We had 7,321 approved applications, which brings a total of 8,097. And then for our product approval, the entity and application, product approval application, we had 29,467 approved, bringing that to a total of 32,442. And for our product approval entity, we had 129 approved, and that brings it to a total of 436.
Thank you, Melissa, for that report. We'll move on to the business and professional regulations reports. Jeff, you'll take care of this part.
Sure. So there's 6 entities recommended for approval. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to comment? If not, I'll turn to you, Mr. Chairman, for action.
Thank you, Jeff. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda of product approval entities, or 6 of them, recommended as posted?
Motion to approve.
Compton, second.
Great. Thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Again, motion passes unanimously. Next, we move on to the product approval applications with comments. Jeff.
All right, well, we have 163 on the consent agenda for approval. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to comment on any of those? Hearing none, I'll turn it to you for action, Mr. Chairman.
Great, thank you, Jeff. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda of products recommended for approval to the 2020?
Mr. Chairman?
A second?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman? Maybe I need to get some clarifications. Maybe someone can solve my problem that I looked at the agenda yesterday and was looking at the comments, and I look at them today and they're actually different. And I had some questions on the ones I looked at yesterday, but today I don't. But is there a reason for that? Did I, was the wrong items posted maybe yesterday?
Yeah, there were some links. There were some links that were not correct in the posted agenda. Originally, they were correct, and for some reason, they switched back. And I know we had a little conversation about that earlier this morning, and it's been gone in. Everything that's in there now is correct. So I think what you looked at yesterday was probably a link from the last meeting, but everything in there right now is correct.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, that was confusing. Motion to approve applications with comments.
Great. Thank you, Tim. We're not doing comments yet, right? We're doing the consent agenda approval.
Yeah. So the agenda is technically called called with comments, but there's 163 recommended for approval. Within that, there's a couple for comments. So technically, it's correct to call it that.
I second that.
Okay, thank you. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Now the applications with comments. Jeff.
Sir, so we have four. There's three on the consent agenda recommended for approval, which is FL41967, FL42039, and FL42076. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to comment on the consent agenda of products with comments recommended for approval? Not, Mr. Chairman, would ask for a motion to approve that package of three.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda of products with comments recommended for approval?
Compton, move to approve.
A second?
Second, Talbert.
Any discussion?
Second, Talbert.
Yeah, I got that. Thanks, Jim. Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All right, motion passes unanimously. Jeff, back to you.
All right, we have one more product, Mr. Chairman, which is recommended for conditional approval. FL18397 is recommended for conditional approval to allow the applicant to add a note to clarify the typical anchor type on sheet 7A of the drawing of SMI and LMI. Anybody from the public wish to comment? Not, I'll turn it to you for action, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Jeff. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda of products as one with comments recommended for conditional approval to the 2020 code?
Compton, move conditional approval.
Second, Talbert.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Again, motion passes unanimously. And Jeff, back to you to review the consent agenda of DPPR product approval application.
Mr. Chairman, there were 44 applications, only one with comment. All resolved to staff satisfaction and are approved, so no actions needed.
Great. Thank you, Jeff. It's a quick and easy meeting. Is there any public comment? Are there any POC member comments? Any staff member comments?
We're good, thank you.
Oh, I can't believe you didn't have a comment. This might be a record.
Yes.
Right. Thank you, everyone, for their participation, and there being no further business, stand adjourned.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.